Okay, we're up to Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Two dots. Tnan. Hamadar es ishto shlo kitom echod mikol haperos. The person made a nether that he ushered his wife from tasting any peros. And Tos says he doesn't love dafke any peros, but even one kind of peros. To have that kind of thing that you can't eat something at all is already a tsar. So Yotzivi Tenksuba. So Bishlam al Rav, according to Rav, who said there's a difference here, we don't wait 30 days. It's immediate. So what's the difference? Why in the ratio where he asks her for Hanoa, what's it called? Wait 30 days. And here, by the payros, we don't wait 30 days. So Bishlam al Rav, Kan Bistam, Kan Bimafarish. According to Rav, there's a difference between where he specified 30 days, so then we give him up to 30 days. But we didn't specify anything, then it's immediate. So the Seif is talking where it's immediate. And it's also talking where she said that I'm asking myself to payros as long as I'm married to him. So therefore, if she gets divorced, she'll be able to eat the payros. Okay. Ella l'shmuel kasha, but according to Shmuel, that there's no difference between stam and mefarish. So what's the difference between the resh and the sefer? Right, hach mayaskinan. So the Gemara answers, "Kigon shenodrehi the kiyum la ihu." She made the nether, right, and he was mekayim it. That means until now we thought that he made the nether. So the question is, how could he make a nether to aser her to all the payros in the world? Right, toses the kasha. L'chora, I can make a nether to aser my things on you. I can make a nether to aser your things on me. But I can't make a nether to aser your things on you. You can't eat all the payros. How can I make such a nether? So Tosfos explains that it's talking the following, that according to the way the Gemara thought in the beginning, right, according to Rav, Rav could be talking where she made the nether. Or it's talking in a case where he made the nether like this. He made the nether that I'm asering the hanoah of my tashmish on you. I can't have hanoah from you from tashmish. Okay? So he's not asering her, what's it called, on him, because he can't do that, because he's meshubah to her. But he's asering to himself, to the hanoah of her tashmish. That he can do. He can't aser her from having tashmish with him, because he's meshubah to her. But he can aser his hanoah's tashmish, alright, to himself. On the condition that you eat peiros. If you don't eat any peiros, then I won't be aser to you. So therefore, she has to not eat peiros, otherwise she's going to become aser tashmish-wise. So that's how it's talking. He made a nether, he asers hanos tashmisheich olai, right? I can't have any enjoyment from your tashmish on the condition that you're going to eat these peiros. But if you don't eat these peiros, then it's not aser. So basically, if she doesn't want to be aser to him, because she can't, you don't feed somebody something that's aser to them, so she can't live with him because she's causing him to be over an iser, she won't eat the peiros. So lemaisa, what's it called? That's how it's working here.
It's
so
far-fetched.
What?
It's so far contrived that Gemara doesn't even say it really.
Yeah, okay, because in Nidarim the Gemara does say these kind of cases. So it's not something Gemara never mentioned, that kind of case. But that's the case all over here. So until now we thought that, he made the nether. How could he make the nether? This is the way. Now the Gemara says no. It's talking, where she made the nether. She made the nether, I'm not eating any peiros. And he was Mekayim the nether. He could have been Mefer the nether, and he was Mekayim it. Kesavar of Meir, and we also think now that the Tanakama of the Mishnah is Reb Meir, which usually Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. Reb Sover of Meir, who knows in Etzba ben Shineho, right? That he's the cause of this nether, even though she made the nether, but she was like hoping that he would be made for it. He could have been made for it, right? If he was Mekayim it, then it's like he made the nether. It's like he took her finger and put it in her mouth and, what's it called, and made her bite her finger. Right? Because when she made the nether, there was an easy way out for him. So the fact that he was Mekayim, it is as if he made the nether. Okay, he caused it. And therefore, he has to give her a ksuba. Rashi. Yotzi v'yitzen ksuba la'alter. So in the Sefer, it's immediate. It's not 30 days. Shinodrahi u'ma yesh lo od lahamtim. Right? L'chora, since she made the nether, what are we going to wait for? When he made the nether, we'll wait 30 days. Maybe he'll find a Pesach for the nether. But if she made the nether, she's not interested in finding a Pesach. So what are we going to wait for? Right? E nichola de didol le mishkol ksuboso meipek lo tevakesh Pesach le nidra. If she wants to get divorced, she's not going to look for a Pesach for her nether. So Mamela, what's it called? Why waste time? Let her get divorced and get the ksuba right away. Avoheicha de odra ihu kigol milahenos lo yamtin shema yimta Pesach le nidra. But where he made the nether, there we wait 30 days. Maybe he'll find a Pesach for the nether. But if she made the nether, there's nothing to wait. Okay. And if she made the nether, why she get her ksuba? Right? Sumara says, because he could have been made for it. And Reb Meir holds that hu nosan etzba ben shineho. He put her finger in her mouth. She didn't do it herself. She made the nether, but what's it called? He could have been made for it. He wasn't made for it, so we blame him. So give her the ksuba. That's the Gemara says. Now the Gemara asks, the sovereign of Meir, hu nosan etzba ben shineho? Right, we have a problem now, because now we're saying that the ratio of the Mishnah is Reb Meir, according to Shmuel, and Reb Meir holds that if she made the nether and he was Mekayim it, he's to blame, and that's why she gets a ksuba. Was that true? V'atanya, ha'isha shenod Rabbi Nazir, v'shoma baila v'lo hefer la. A woman made a nether; she's going to be a Nazir. And the husband heard it, and he wasn't made for her. Reb Meir of Reb Yehuda Omrim, he nosna etzva ben shineho. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda hold that she's the cause. Even though he could have been made for her, but Lamai says she was the one who brought this about. She made the nether. So she's the one who's to blame. Lefichach imrotza habal lohofer yofer. Therefore, if he wants to be made for her, he could be made for her. The Im Omar E. F. Shibishin Adronison, he said, look, I'm not interested in a woman who makes these kind of Nidorim. I can't live with a woman who makes these kind of Nidorim and becomes a Nazira. Teitze Shalobi Ksuba. Therefore, she loses her Ksuba. Because she's to blame. She made the nether. He could have been Nafer, right? That's after the fact. So she's the one to blame. And if he says, look, I don't want a woman who makes these kind of Nidorim, he can divorce her and he doesn't have to give her a Ksuba. That's what Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda say. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lazar Omrim, who knows Sein Etzba Ben Shineho? Lefichach Imrotza Balahofer Yothir, Vim Omar Yef Shibish, and Adonis Yotzi the Yitank Suba. So here we see, this Brisa, that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold, he knows not Etzba. She's the blame. She doesn't get a Ksuba. And only Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Lazar hold that he's to blame because he could have been Mefer. So how can you say in our Mishnah that the Reisha is Rabbi Meir? And the reason that she gets the ksuba, but you have to wait 30 days, is because, what's it called, the seifa is, what's it called, right, the ratio is Reb Meir. And Reb Meir holds that, what's it called, that where she made the nether, but he was Mekayim it, right, then we, what's it called, we go immediate. Go, what's it called, we divorce her immediately. How can you say that? And how she gets the ksuba? Lemaisa, according to the Brisa, Reb Meir holds that in such a case, she doesn't get her ksuba. She's to blame, not him. Epoch. Well, Enochanami changed the Mandi Omrim around. The Brisa was reported wrongly. Reb Meir of Reb Yehuda Omrim, who nosing? Reb Yosef Reb Elazar Omrim, he nosna. Say the opposite. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda are the ones who hold that she does get her ksuba, and Reb Elazar and Reb Yosef hold that she doesn't get her ksuba. Now it works out with our Mishnah. Where it says, "Uksov Reb Meir who shekiyim nosin etzva ben shineha veheshicha," right? He put her finger into her mouth and made her bite it. He's the cause. Lefichach, therefore she gets a ksuba. Ustamas nisin Reb Meir, Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. How can you say that? The Brisa says not like that. Imrotza habal mitchila lahofer yofer. If the Baal wants to be made for her nether of Naziris, he can, and then they'll live happily ever after. But if he says, look, I can't live with a woman who makes these kind of darim, and therefore I want to give her a get, so then it's a machlokas, he can give her a get. Question is, does he have to give her a ksuba or not? So originally the Gemara said, Reb Meir says he gives her a get and doesn't give her a ksuba because she's the cause. Ah, you could have been nefer, but she made the nether. So it's not like what we said in the Mishnah. Vim lo rotza v'kiyim lo, v'omer efshi. So then what's it called? He doesn't give her a ksuba. So Gemara says, switch it around. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda are the ones who said that she does get the ksuba, and Reb Yossi and Reb Elazar are the ones who say that she doesn't get the ksuba.
And what basis can he be made for this nether?
What? Nazirus? It's, what's it called? Dover shel inu nefesh. Because she can't drink wine, she can't...
But obviously it doesn't bother her.
That doesn't make a difference. That's called nidra inu nefesh. Any nether inu nefesh doesn't bother her. But the Torah gave a koach to him. Mora says the sover of Yossi, he nosna. Now we're saying that Rabbi Yossi holds she's the cause. Okay, so Mora says that's not true either. Vahasnan, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ba'anios, Shelo Nosan Kitzva, right? Rabbi Yossi in the end of the Mishnah says, by Anios, where he didn't give any limit, right? So then what's it called? He divorces her, gives her a ksuba. But if Rabbi Yossi held that she's the cause, why she should get a ksuba? So it must be that Rabbi Yossi holds that he's the cause, and therefore she does get the ksuba. So how can we say that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Elazar hold that he's the cause when we see in the Mishnah Rabbi Yossi holds she's the cause? The opposite. How can we say that Rabbi Yossi holds she's the cause when in the Mishnah we see Rabbi Yossi holds he's the cause? Mara says, okay, we'll switch it around differently. Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yossi omrim hu nosing. Switch around the Mandi Omrim to make Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi the Zug that said that, what's it called, that he's the one, the cause, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar are the ones who say that she's the cause. In other words, you can't say that either. The Sover Rabbi Yehuda, he Nosna, Rabbi Yehuda now comes out that she's the cause, right? V'hasnan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rabbi Yisrael Yom Echad Yikayim. Right? In our mission it says, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that by Israel, one day you're Mekayim, and after that, Yotzi V'Yitek Suba. Vaisdois, he's the cause, not she. Mor says, okay, let's change it around a little bit more. Eimur Reir, Rabbi Yehuda, V'Rabbi Yossi Omrim, who knows him? And Rabbi Elazar is left to say, he nosna. Or another possibility. V'imtim Shalom, or Zugi Zugi, K'tani, right? If you want to leave it that there's two pairs, and not three against one, right? That's a big change. Eimur Rab Meir Rab Elazar Omrim He Nosna. Put Rab Meir together with Rab Elazar, and Rab Yehuda together with Rab Yossi Omrim Hu Nosein. And then it'll work out, because Rab Yehuda and Rab Yossi both hold Hu Nosein. And the Hostam of the Lok Rab Meir, and the Stam Mishnah is not like Rab Meir. In a Konami, most Stam Mishnahs are Rab Meir. This one's not Rab Meir. Then we have no problem. Rashi. Ba'anio Shalom Nosein Kitzva Yotzi V'Yitein Ksuba. Almen Hu Nosein. Since she gets her Ksuba, he's the cause. Right? The Mishnah is consistent. It's always talking about the same case, where she made the nether and he was Mekayim. So we have in the Mishnah, Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi, and we thought Reb Meir too, all hold that she gets her ksuba, that he's the cause. So you can't have any of those holding that she's the cause. Okay, in the end, the Gemara says, no, you can have Reb Meir holding she's the cause, and the Mishnah is not Reb Meir, Stam Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Hanami, they're the ones who hold that he's the cause. Okay. V'hotznan Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Yisrael Yom Echad Yikayim Gabi Shalom Titom Do Kimto B'Nodrehi V'Kiyam Hu V'Kamer of Yehuda Yom Echad Yikayim Yeser Mikan Yotzi V'Yitank Suba. Right? In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that one day, right, is the only time, what's it called, when she made the nether not to taste of any pears. But you see, she gets her ksuba. Okay. Now the Gemara says, the sover of Yossi, okay. The sover of Yossi banio shalonos and kitzva, alma bal motzi mefer, right? What's it called? Does Rav Yossi hold that, Rav Yossi said, the Mishnah says, by anios, where he didn't give a set time, so then, Yotzi V'Yitein Ksuba, mashma, that the Baal, if he wanted to, could be Mefer. Because now we're saying it's talking about a case where she made the nether and he was Mekayim. but he could have been made for it. Because if he couldn't have been made for it, then for sure she's the cause. Right? So does Rabbi Yossi hold that a Baal could be made for that kind of nether? Right? V'raminhi. Elu dvorim shabal mefer. Dvorim sheyesh bem inui nefesh. Something that's inui nefesh, that the Baal could be made for. For instance, im erchatz, im lo erchatz. Em eskashet, im lo eskashet. Right? But as she said, I'm not going to take a bath. Or I'm not going to put on jewelry. Or makeup, or whatever. Omreb Yossi, ein elu nidre inui nefesh. That's not inui nefesh. Inu nefesh is not going to eat something or whatever. Going to fast. Going to not eat any peiros. That's inu nefesh. Not taking a bath is not inu nefesh. Not taking what's it called? Not putting on cosmetics or jewelry is not inu nefesh. The elu hein idri nefesh. What is inu nefesh? Shelo ochel boser, shelo eshte yayin. Right. That's why noser is. Right? That's called inui. Not eating, drinking. The shelo eskashet bebigdei. Shivonim, not wearing colored clothing, right? Wearing a shawl, these kind of things, that's called the inui nefesh, right? So the maisa, what's it called? Because it's a bezoyim, Rashi says. Look at Rashi. Alma bao motzi mefer nidre kishu midikonis leksu baal shekimo. Since Rabbi Yossi's saying that if she said, I'm not going to put on makeup or whatever, right, the Baal could be mefer, and then we're saying that he caused it, since he wasn't mefer it, Mashmi could have been mefer. Does Rabbi Yossi then hold that not putting on cosmetics a Baal could be mefer? Im erchatz im lo erchatz, benedorim mefarish la da omra te'osr hanos rechitzo alai im erchatz. Right? If ushvua shalo erchatz. Right? Because rechitzo is not something you can make a nether from. It's a shvua. So the Gemara explains over there in Adorim how she made that. She said, the hanoah of rechitza should be osirat on me. If I wash, then a shvua that I'm not going to wash. So she made really a shvua, and it, that you see the Gemara says it in these kind of cases. The chain im eskashet ti osir hanos kishud valai im bebesom im eskashet as manploni. Talking, kishud over here means cosmetics. Not going to put on any cosmetics. Im lo eskashet, shvua shlo eskashet. Ein elu nidre inui nefesh, the ein habal mefer, the la'anos nefesh k'siv, la'anos nefesh. This is not inui nefesh. Not putting on cosmetics is not an inui. And not, what's it called, taking a bath is not an inui. Right? Smorah says, v'digdei tzivonim, ganayu bizoyin hula, umizgane olav. Right? But on the other hand, not to wear colored clothing, right? She'll look like an avela, wearing only black or whatever, or only white, so then that's what's misgana alav. So that's what's it called? Also, that's called dvarim shebeino leveino. Okay. So Mara says, so it's a gnai, right, and a bezoyin for her. So that's also called inui nefesh. That's also called inui nefesh. So Mara says, hachem ayaskina bedvarim shebeino leveino, right? Rashi kishu to masnis in the hachem bedvarim shebeino leveino. Sam hanesher esasar. It's talking about the kind of cosmetics that affect their relations. That she's not going to shave her private parts. So there, that's not al inui nefesh. It's al dvarim shebeino leveino. Dvarim shebeino leveino is the second kind of nether that he's allowed to be mefer. So Mar says hanich lemandi omer dvarim shebeino leveino habal mefer. That's good according to the mandi omer who says dvarim shebeino leveino the baal could be mefer. Ela leman diomer ein habal mefer only inui nefesh, but not dvarim shebein oldeveino. So my ikul meimer. So then we're stuck with the same case. It's according to Rabbi Yossi, this is not inui nefesh, and yet it says beferish imeskashet. What's it called? The baal could be mefer, because if he couldn't be mefer, then he can't set the mishnah. That's his fault. Therefore, there's no reason why he should give her a ksuba. And the Gemara says, so that's good according to the Mandi Omer who says in Rabbi Yossi that Dvarim Shebein Oleveinon, it's talking about kind of kishut that affects their relations. But according to the Mandi Omer that holds that only Dvarim Shel Inui Nefesh, and this is not Inui Nefesh, and Dvarim Shel Bein Oleveinon is not a reason to be Mefer, then we're stuck. How could, where, why was Rabbi Yossi hold that he could be Mefer in this case? The Itmar, where do we have this Machlokos? Of Dvarim Shebein Oleveino. Dvarim Shebein Oleveino, Rav Huna Omer Habal Mefer. Rav Acha bar Ava Omer ein habal mefer shelo motzino shuol shemeis bo offer pir, right? Something you get used to. So we don't find that a fox ever died because of the earth of its lair, the place where it's ate. It gets used to it. People don't die from things they're used to. So here, if he was used to this thing gets used to it, that's not something that he could be made for. That's not a grounds for hafar. Rashi. Bidvarnish, okay. Be'offer peer, be'offer chur shehu gadol shom. A fox never died from the earth that he grew up in. Kolomer bedover shu rogilbo, boki huli, shomer sheino maziko. Pir kamo pira de kavri. Right? There's a hole with fish in it. So therefore, what's it called? Dvarim shebeino leveino, he gets used to it. So that's not something that, what's it called, that he could be made for. It's talking where she said that if I put on makeup, I won't have any tashmish. Right? Did Omra, Ye Osir Hanos Tashmish Cho'olai. Right? I asur myself from having any enjoyment from living with you, Im Eskoshe, if I'll put on makeup. So now, if she puts on the makeup, she can't have tashmish. And that is takah inui nefesh. So therefore, he can be mefer. Ki da omar Rav Kahana, da omar Rav Kahana, hanos tashmishi olecha kofel misham shoso. If she said, what's it called, I asur my hanah on you, my tashmish on you, she can't do that. She's meshubet to him, right, to live with him. But if she said, right, so kofel misham shoso, hanos tashmishcho alai, but if she says, I'm asring the hanah of your tashmish on me, that she could ask her. She can't ask herself to him, but she can ask her the hanah that she gets from him to her. And then we don't let her live with him because we don't force somebody to do something awesome. You offer lefishay machin lo'olim davar ha'asulam. V'lo tiskashay v'lo tosin. Where it says, okay, so don't put on makeup and don't become awesome. The whole reason you can be made for it is because of the tashmish. So let her not put on the makeup and not the tashmish. So Mazem came Karolom Nuvelis. They're gonna call her a Manuvelis. Right? So she's not okay. Mismar says Fitziskashit Fitiyasir and the Ilabe Shamesh De Shaboso Sithabe So Shabbos. So that's the case. Then let her put on the makeup and be Asir. So then it's not immediate. Then we wait 2 weeks, 1 week, whatever, like Beishami Beisil. Mar says, "Honey, mila hechida adra ihu de savra mirsach rasach alayu v'hashta mosiv daite." That's where, what's it called? He made the nether. Then we wait a week or 2 weeks. So we say he lost his temper and he'll calm down. But aval hacha de nadra ihu, but she made the nether. She didn't get mad. He wasn't mad at her. She initiated this. V'shasik lo, and he kept quiet. Savra min ishtik misnu de sonili. He hates me. Now, if he lost his temper and made a nether in the heat of anger, so she's hoping that he'll calm down, and in a week or 2 weeks, everything will be okay. But if she made the nether, he wasn't angry or anything, and he was mekayimit. And she said, if he really loved me, he would have been made for the nether. And he wasn't mad because I'm the one who initiated this whole thing, so he hates me. Therefore, we don't wait the week or the 2 weeks. Rashi. Elohacha b'mayaskina de talinu l'kishute b'tashmish umshum hachi motzi mefer de dilma miskashete so mitzra hanos tashmish u'alei. That's why he could be mefer, because it's going to cause him not to be able to live with her. That he could be mefer. Kofel misham shaso she'ini yichol leser atzmo alav. Right? She can't answer herself to him, but she can answer the hanos she gets from him on herself. Aval yichol la'osro aleha she'tehein muderes velohu. To go and hanos tashmisho aleha, the tzarech hula hafer shlo yachilena dover aser lo. That's why he has to be mefer, because he can't live with her because he's giving her something that's aser to her, the hanoa of his tashmish. Lo tiskashiv lo tiyosis. More so, okay, so don't let her not put on the makeup, and she won't be aser. But Rabbi Yosi, kiven daomer ein elu nidre inu nefesh heich yochel hafer. Lemaisa, the etzem not putting on makeup is not inu nefesh. So let her not put on the makeup, and she won't be aser tashmish, and everything will be fine. Im ishum de talina betashmish lo tiskashe v'lo tiyoshev. Im kein korolam nuvelis v'chi mevazu mekashta. They're going to call her, you're ugly, you look disgusting, so she'll put on the makeup. She won't be able to hold out. Ishtakach de neder ze osralov. Comes out that in the end she's going to end up putting on the makeup and be osir. That's why it can be mefer. Because now they won't be able to live with her. That's dvarim shebeino leveino. If that's the case, then why is it immediate? Then it becomes, the reason is because of Tashmish. Tashmish, we wait a week or 2 weeks, according to Beisil Beishamay. Ama yotzila alter v'iteng suba v'tiskashit v'tiyosir v'havir leikamadir es ishto mitashmish amita usnan v'perek afal pila Beishamay shtei shabosos Beisil Shabbos achas. Where it says, no, honey, mila shiesh lo zman shemiyim tzu pesach l'nidro heichid da'adra ihu. Where he made the nether in a fit of anger, then we give the week or 2 weeks. Maybe he'll calm down and find a Pesach. Aval heicha de nodre I v'ishtik v'lo heifer ein yachol lagoretz lo klal. She says, I can't live with a guy like this. He didn't lose his temper and is mad at me and he'll calm down. He didn't lose his temper at all. I made the nether. He should have been made for it. He did not made for it. Obviously, he hates my gut. So there's nothing to wait for. V'afilu ad shetiyosai dekishu desavra midesani sanili. Okay, we'll finish till the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer ba niyo shalom nosen kitzva. Rabbi Yossi says if he didn't give any time limit by a poor woman that she's not going to be able to have cosmetics, then is yotzi. But if he gave a time limit, then by anios the time limit, we wait till the time limit. How much is the kama kitzva? How much is a time limit by anios? How long can an ish aniyah go without makeup? Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, or makeup or a perfume or something like that. Yud Beis Chodesh, right? 12 months. A poor woman can go 12 months without perfume or cosmetics. Rabba Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Esther Shonim. She goes 10 years. So up until 10 years, right? If he didn't give, if he made a limit up till 10 years, or according to the first opinion, up to 12 months, then we don't force him to divorce her. Rav Chisda Om Ravimi Regel, up till Yontif, the next Yontif. Shekain benos Yisrael miskashos beregel, because everybody, even the poorest woman, dresses up on Yontif and puts on makeup and perfume or whatever. So we give them till the next Yontif. Uvashiras lamed yom, and by an ashira she can't go 30 days without makeup or perfume. Maishno lamed yom, amrabaya shekain isha chashuva nehenes mireach kishutei lamed yom. I had a chosh of a woman. Remembers the perfume she put on for 30 days. So for 30 days, what she can hold out. More than that, not. Rashi. V'kama kitzva. Kolomer im nosen kitzva ad kama lo kaifinu elzi. How much of a time limit for a poor woman is considered a reasonable time limit? So where it says 12 months, 10 years, or till the next yontif. Nehenes merech yishuteha, sheneskash lefnei haneder. Whenever, if she made the, she put on the perfume the last time, for 30 days she still is enjoying that. After that already she forgets about what she put on, so therefore 30 days is the limit by a rich woman.
Did you say anything?
That's it, basically. Because there it could be that, what's it called? Over here, could be the Gemara says in Bava Basra also, the certain Nezikin that everybody holds, you can't get used to. Certain things you can't get used to. Certain things, what's it called? You're normal, so you know.